Ah, we rode him home. We cheered him home yesterday. What a fantastic putting display from Jason Day. This man can make a birdie. G'day, Brett Ogle.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, geez, when he gets hot, mate, he was fantastic.
Isn't it unbelievable to see how quickly he has learnt to dust off disappointment? Because it was only Monday finish at St Andrews where he left a putt short to tie and get into a playoff for another chance at a major championship. He flies into Canada on Tuesday late, just has a pro-am to warm up on Wednesday and then goes out and wins the tournament. He has so quickly learnt, Jason Day, how to dust off disappointment and get on with the job. It's incredible. And my hat goes off to him. A fantastic win. And boy, yeah, he played those last three holes in 4 days, 10 under par. Jeez. He owned those last three holes at Glen Abbey. It was awesome to watch.
Yeah, he's got to win a major soon.
Yeah, well, you've got to think he keeps putting himself there. I know, look, the scar tissue is growing. But it's very hard to win a major these days. You know, so many great players every single week putting their hands up. But he's due to win one. He really is. And I have no doubt that he's only getting better. And you've got to remember, he's only 27. It's not as if he's 35 and he's towards the end of his career. He's really only in the middle of his career.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's one of our favourites. Got his first golf club from the tip. From the garbage dump. I love that. He's a long way from being a blue blood. And some of them are.
I've taken a few to the garbage.
Yeah, not like you, a boy from Orange, Brett.
Good on you, Webby.
Hey, Brett, and what about poor old David Hearn, mate? He was there, the local boy, the Canadian, the whole crowd were cheering him. Then he just watched Jason just putt the dots off it, didn't he, the last few holes?
Yeah, no answer, David Hearn, did he? And look, 61 years without a Canadian Open champion, it's the same as probably one of our lads not winning an Australian Open, yeah, for quite a long time. 61 years since a Canadian player won. The pressure was right on David Hearn, and in the end, he played okay. He just came up with some bad shots at the wrong time on the back nine, and it cost him. Otherwise, he would have been the champion holding the trophy. But isn't it funny how you look at the Canadian Open over the years? It was always touted as the fifth major back in the day. It's the third oldest golf tournament on the planet.
Nah, we were the fifth major. The Aussie Open was the fifth major.
Well, there's arguments about the Canadian Open is the third oldest, right, behind the Open Championship and also the US Open. And then the Australian Open started in 1908, but the Canadian Open started in 1904. So it's the third oldest. But Aussies have done well there. Joe Kirkwood, Jim Ferrier, Kel Nagel, Greg Norman twice, Nathan Green, and now Jason Day. So the Aussies have stepped up to the plate in Canada, which is great to see.
Now, Brett, as a rugby league reporter, I find the game of rugby league is the gift that keeps on giving. But Robert Allenby,
oh, what about him?
He's not far behind.
Oh, look, I can't believe about what Robert's doing. I mean, he's in the press for all the wrong reasons of late, and especially this year, where his last 2 years have been pretty terrible. Another divorce. Another settlement. He's running out of money. He's got to be running out of money. I mean, he's hardly made a cut. He's not doing well. But the stoush with Mick Middlemo...
That's his caddy.
Yeah, his caddy, where he dropped the bag halfway around in the first round. And look, you know what? This is not the first time that somebody's actually dropped the bag on Robert Allenby.
Fourth time.
And you know, I really felt for Mick. You know, the thing that gets me about Robert, look, he's been a good friend of mine for over 20 years, but he gets on the golf course. Your caddy is the only guy next to you that is on your side, right? He's the only bloke out there that's on your team, except for your wife or your girlfriend and your friends walking around outside the ropes. Your caddy's next to you. And Robert Allenby just gives it to his caddies when things aren't going right. And I refuse to get into this,
personal situation. Stuff.
Yeah, with Robert, he really got to pull his head in. And isn't it funny how Mick Middlemo now has come out and said about the Hawaii incident?
Yeah.
Robert told me to say that I was bashed, robbed, put in the boot of a car to cover the story over there. Now that's what Mick Middlemo says. Who knows the truth? Mick's got some sour grapes going there with Robert at the moment, but we all thought that may be the case.
Yep.
Who really knows? But two Aussie wins over the weekend. Rebecca Artis on top of Jason Day. Rebecca Artis won the Scottish Open on the Ladies European Tour. And another young girl from Victoria called Brianna Elliott won on the Symetra Tour, which is the secondary LPGA Tour. So a couple of victories there. Good weekend for the Aussies.
Yeah, mate, fantastic. We chatted with Rebecca earlier on, and she was delightful. And now she's got the British Open for women coming up this weekend at Turnberry, where Greg Norman actually won his Open Championship.
Yeah, Coonabarabran she's from. Yeah. Coonabarabran.
Yeah.
What a great place, Coonabarabran. Golf show tonight, 7:30. Don't miss that. We've got what Mick Middlemo said last week as he rang in, and we've also got a great story on Australian para long drive world champion Dave Sawtelle. So you don't want to miss that tonight. Very inspirational stuff on the golf show tonight at drumandgolf.com for all your specials. Have a great golfing week.
Thanks, Brett.